This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise. I'm Rich. I'm in the studio with...
A banana from Malaysia, Christine Wong.
So, one of the industries affected the most by COVID-19, of course, is the travel and tourism industry. Airlines have massively slowed down their operations. Borders have been closed or heavily restricted. And most of us can only travel vicariously through nature documentaries or something like that.
However, once the MCO is lifted, hopefully the travel bug will bite instead. And most likely domestic and interstate travel restrictions will be lifted first, which is what local tourism company Loka Local is counting on. We have Rachel Lum, content and marketing lead at Loka Local, on the line to tell us about how a tourism company is still finding ways to share local experiences with aspiring travelers at home. So Rachel, how has Loka Local been faring throughout the MCO period in general?
As with the whole travel industry, Loka Local has seen a huge impact from the crisis. During the MCO, we've got no bookings coming in. We've had to cancel our previous bookings. As for our team, we're all working from home now. Ken, who's our CEO, has been transparent about the situation with our team members, both from Malaysia and Indonesia. Everyone has been incredibly supportive, and I'm really thankful for that. To manage our costs and keep the team together, we've all agreed to take a pay cut until things get better. And we've even had to give up our office for somewhere else with a lower rent. We are taking this time to try different things for our platform, such as improving our technology, improving our products, working on brand awareness, and finding ways we can help our local experts. So we've actually been pretty busy. One of the things we are doing is running our Homesick for Malaysia campaign, which people can check out on our website. We've always been using storytelling to promote our activities. So since everyone will be at home, we'll continue sharing stories about places and people in Malaysia and hopefully inspire people to visit the country at a later date.
Tell us a little bit about how Loka Local have pivoted the business for this travel-free, tourism-free period of time.
Even before the MCO was implemented, we already noticed that it was affecting our booking rates since the start of the year. So what we did in January was set up a new marketing arm called My360 Playbook. Our video production crew created video content highlighting local destinations and small towns close to the city, such as Klang, Kajang, Jenjarum, and Port Dickson. We also promoted a lot of local restaurants. In 1 month, we managed to hit 1 million reach on Facebook without boosting and started getting advertising requests. So we've been offering our video marketing packages to businesses. And this goes beyond an alternative revenue stream. We foresee that in the coming months, it would be domestic tourism that picks up first. More people will be going local and traveling to nearby destinations, so it'll serve as a guide for things to do and eat in these places. Apart from that, we've initiated several online experiences where guests can still be connected to our hosts and enjoy activities at home. They can learn how to prepare nasi lemak, kueh or Indian food. They can learn to play the ukulele or kalimba. It's something new for us, but it goes back to the root of what we do, bringing human connection back to travel.
So how has that change of moving those offline experiences online been received by your customers?
Moving some of these typically offline experiences online has given us room to help local experts both through bookings and outreach. Our online experiences has only rolled out quite recently. I would say that at this stage, the response has been acceptable.
Are you still expanding the variety of online experiences as well?
We're still welcoming submissions from our local experts who are interested, but we won't be moving all of them as it really depends on whether it's feasible for them. For those offering cooking classes, workshops, or indoor activities, it's easier for them to translate that into an online experience. For our guides in small towns, villages, or indigenous communities, we're planning to work out a different kind of virtual experience to promote kampung and rural tourism, but it'll only take into effect after MCO is lifted.
And do you intend to keep these online experiences going post-MCO?
Yes, whatever we do, we hope that they can have a long-term impact. Tourism as we know it is going to change, and around the world, travel players are already shifting to more digital innovations. Even though online experiences may not be able to fully replace face-to-face interaction, it can still be a way for people to get to know a destination before they visit or connect with locals without geographical barriers.
Just a couple more questions for you, Rachel. What do you think of the MCO extension as an SME, especially for the tourism industry?
Tourism relies so much on being able to get out there. So long as the MCO is in place, SMEs, not just in tourism, but in many industries, will definitely feel the pressure. There's no denying that some are going to collapse. It's already happening. Just like how the environment is hitting a reset button right now, so is the economy. Those who find a way to pull through can hopefully make it out stronger. On a brighter note, more travel players are pivoting. They're learning new things and looking for new ways to take in orders, like offering advanced purchase schemes and discounts. Many are also going to go digital, so we can expect to see some new innovations in travel.
And what are Local's plans for a potential post-MCO recovery?
We're focusing on three things: relationship, product, and technology. We're working closely with our suppliers to enhance our products based on local customer preferences and encouraging them to work closer with locals in your community. Other than that, we're uncovering and promoting more local destinations beyond big cities, putting the spotlight on small towns, villages, and ecotourism spots. We know many local experts in places such as Kuala Seputang, Bekok, and Gopeng who have put their whole heart into showcasing the beauty of their hometowns, and we are promoting these through Local and My360 Playbook. In the coming months, we will also be promoting museum virtual tours. At the end of the day, we really want to enable our local experts to share their voice, their skills, and stories with the community. And we want people to experience a human connection wherever they go by meeting locals who can enrich their travel experience. The core is still the same, and we aim to improve our technology in various aspects to get there. So if you're looking for something different when you travel and want to support locals, you're welcome to check us out. And if you would like for us to collaborate with your organization, come say hi.
Rachel Lum there, content and marketing lead at Local. I love the idea of kind of, and I see what she's saying with the idea of travel being a lot more local coming soon. You know, the idea right now of getting on a plane or anywhere where there's a whole bunch of people, or even just in a few weeks' time or maybe even a couple of months' time, I think a lot of people are going to have real issues with. Right?
Yeah, and I must admit that driving during the MCO has been great because the roads have been so empty. So I can understand, you know, that step into going back into tourism.
Right, folks, we're going to take a break. We've got the Bursa update coming up in just a minute or two. And then when we come back, of course, it's powering through the pandemic. More details on that shortly. But let's take a short break. You're listening to Enterprise here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back.